This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes.
I'm gonna knit, knit, knit all day. I'm gonna knit my blues away. Well, if I'm feeling low, I knit a row, 'cause a fella needs knitting just to ease his soul.
For many years, the word knitting conjured up images of senior citizens wielding needles and wool. Since the coronavirus pandemic hit, men, women and children with time on their hands and rising anxiety have been turning to knitting. The therapeutic effects of this creative pastime convinced local mental health charity West Kent Mind to form a new knitting group. The charity's training and development manager, Kerry Hodgkiss, explains how the wonderfully named Keep Calm and Carry Yarn group came about.
We were looking to set up a new social and activity group, and this one has been very kindly funded by Seven Oaks District Council. It's aimed at anyone who has an interest in knitting. That could be a very, very beginner who wants to take it up for the first time, or someone who's very experienced. But anyone who has an interest in knitting and wants some support with their mental health, they can meet in a supportive and friendly environment and knit together, basically.
Evidence-based research highlights the physical and mental health benefits of knitting, including lowering blood pressure, reducing depression and anxiety, distracting from chronic pain and reducing loneliness and isolation. It has also been shown to increase a sense of usefulness and inclusion in society and provides opportunity for creativity.
Like many other creative activities, knitting can boost our health and our happiness. Doing something we enjoy is really good for our well-being. We can connect with others over a shared activity. You're focusing on one thing, creating something with your hands, which, you know, it's a mindful activity. It can help stop you worrying about other things. And doing that in a supportive and friendly group can be really helpful for people.
If ever you were wondering what life is all about, don't buy existence.
If the benefits of knitting can't persuade you to pick up needle and yarn, West Kent Mind offer different ways to connect with others and improve your mental health.
We have lots of other social and activity groups going on. We have a walking group. We have Creative Minds, which is an art-based group. There are lots of different options. So if anybody is interested, please do have a look at our website or get in touch with us.
From A-list actors to Olympic medalists, knitting converts are growing in numbers. So if, like Julia Roberts, Ryan Gosling, Meryl Streep and Tom Daly, you want to discover the wonders of wool and boost your mental health, go to the West Kent Mind website for more details. Whether you are a knitting novice or a speedy stitcher, everyone is welcome.
So the group meets weekly on a Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at our wellbeing centre in Seven Oaks. You can join any week, but we do just ask that you've registered and spoken to one of our team beforehand. They're generally fairly small groups, so that it feels comfortable, supportive, there's not too much pressure, people can talk to each other and get to know each other a little bit, really connect, obviously all facilitated by our staff and our wonderful volunteers. And the best thing to do is start via our website, go to the social and activity groups page, fill in a short form, and then one of our team will contact you.
I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.